For Tevita Pangai Jr. laces up the boots for the Bulldogs, he's going to be lacing up the gloves this Saturday night in Brisbane when he takes on Jericho Cecil over four rounds. This is part of his Super Saturday Fight Night at Brisbane's Fortitude Music Hall. And that is thanks to Tasman Fighters. You wonder why he's going to step in the ring. Another rugby league player. Let's ask the man who's on the line right now. Tevita, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Look, before we get started, obviously you missed the grand final through the knee. I need to ask, how's the injury coming along?
Yeah, it's been good. I've just been doing my rehab with Nathan Carlos, who used to be the physio for the Reds and the Lions, and Andrew Cole's been doing my strength and conditioning, which has been awesome. They've done a good job, and yeah, it's been good.
I have to ask you, what drew you to the boxing ring, T?
To be honest, I've just been a big fan. Like, I didn't grow up in a boxing gym or grow up boxing. I've only taken it seriously in the last year or so, but I just got the bug and love watching it, and especially what happened last Sunday with George Gambosis. You know, I think Australian boxing is coming back alive.
League players do a lot of boxing training too, don't they?
Yeah, we do a lot for fitness, but not so much sparring. But we do a lot of pads and just hitting the bag and just doing it for some sort of cardio. But you know, the sparring has been very tough. Alex Leopold Jr., Django, I did a few rounds with Django, and yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, we've seen so many footy players made a foray into boxing, and I say, yeah, okay, well, these guys aren't at the level of world champion, but they do bring a lot of attention and interest to the sport, which I think is a great thing. So we've seen, obviously, Chocky was a world champion, Paul Gallen's done well, Sonny Bill. You know, Josh Aloia wanted to have a go, Darcy Lussiger. Do you have any interest, Tevita, in pursuing it a bit more seriously at some point?
I think that's the plan down the track, but right now it's, you know, I know where I am at this, in the sport, and, you know, I don't think I'll become a world champion or anything, but I know where I am at the sport, and I'm just taking my time with it, and hopefully down the track get them big fights. But right now I'm just really thankful for Mick Francis and Tasman Fighters for getting me on their card on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's a good card, isn't it?
Card,
and
yeah. Yeah, Jai Patel's versus one of my good mates, Daniel Russell, who we trained together on the Chris McCullen. So, yeah, gates open at 5 p.m. and there's still some general admission tickets available.
There are. That fight, in case you missed it, Brisbane's Fortitude Music Hall for our listeners in the Gold Coast, if you want to have a little drive up. Tasman Fighters presents it, and you can get your tickets still from Ticketmaster. I notice Lucas Big Daddy Brown's on that card. Just having a look at your opponent, and you're a southpaw, Tevita, which I didn't realise it. Jericho Cecil is a big unit. He's 27, both of you on debut, and you're the same height. What can you tell us about him?
I haven't really, it's been hard to get some information on him, but I've asked around Brisbane, and yeah, we've got a good game plan, and you know, it's all about executing and making sure I don't fall under the lights and execute the game plan that Chris has put for me.
Now, of course, in order to fight, you had to get the blessing of the Bulldogs and Phil Gould. And, you know, Gus can be a pretty intimidating figure at times, as you know, Tevita. Is it true that he said, when you asked him, if you wanted the fight, that you had to fight him first?
Yeah, he did say that. And I did my asking around about him as well. And they reckon that he could throw him back in the day.
Were you nervous thinking far out? I've got to get the blessing of the Godfather here. Were you nervous when you had to ask him?
Yeah, well, lucky the borders were shut. He'd probably get me in the back. The Godfather thing.
Pre-season for you, it's you know, Bulldogs fans are very excited about this huge recruitment drive, and you're looking really good for next year and beyond, aren't you?
Yeah, we're looking really good. I seen Matt Burton in yesterday in Bulldogs. He looks good, and hopefully I look good in the colours as well, and we can get to work, and hopefully turn the club around, and thankful for Bulldogs giving me an opportunity for 3 years, and hopefully I can repay it.
Yep. The NRL relies on a strong Canterbury Bulldogs. They are the family club. Tevita Pangai Jr. fighting on Saturday night, Brisbane's Fortitude Music Hall, thanks to Tasman Fighters. You can get your tickets through Ticketmaster. It's only over four rounds, so fingers crossed you come through unscathed, you get a win and it's not too taxing, and then you hit the ground running for the Bulldogs in season 2022. Good luck on fight night. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.